So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on Friday evening. And the good news is, heading into this particular interview, Blyth Spartans did us a favour. They beat Guys by 2-0. Chester also beat Ashton United by 3-0. So, the Great Escape is now officially on. But for that to happen, we need to pick up 3 points tomorrow. What's your mood like as we head into this game?
Who dares to dream, Ben? Who dares to dream? You know, you never know, do you not? You know, things have gone against us in recent weeks, and you know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, letting players go and bringing the 21s in. But you know, we play Alfreton tomorrow. We're 15th in the league, and you know, we just got to go there and put on one of our performances that we've done this season. And if we do, and pull it back to 4 points, then you never know, going into Easter Monday, and people start looking over the shoulders again. But I've said all season, I'm not going to write this off until it's mathematically impossible. I mean, you know, if a defeat at Alfreton tomorrow means it's mathematically impossible, but I'm now going into it in high spirits. I spoke to a lot of the squad in the last hour since Blyth have won and Chester have won, just to let the lads know that it's not over, you know, and we've just got to get on that coach in a buoyant mood tomorrow and execute our training plan and execute our game plan and see what happens at quarter five. But I'm not giving up, and I know the fans aren't giving up, so, you know, I'm not going to let the dressing room give up.
And squad news heading into this game then, how's the squad shaping up?
Depleted, to say the least, Ben, yeah. Unfortunately, Mark West has picked up a serious injury in training on Tuesday night. He's gone to get a scan on his ankle, and he's ended up breaking his ankle. So West has just come in, but West is going to go straight back out. Chris Lynch is unavailable tomorrow due to family commitments. So we're stretched. The good bit of news is that Joel Logan will return to the squad after being out for the best part of the season, you know, but he's trained and he'll be back available, and we'll probably bring in Henry Limpichu from the under-21s as well to bring us up to 16. But we're stretched, you know, we're stretched, and it's games like this that, you know, everything's against us tomorrow. We're literally, you know, you could probably pick the team and we haven't got the backup in the certain positions, but it is where we are. You know, we've got to go to Alfreton tomorrow and we've got to go and win. And that's all there is to it. You know, injuries in football happen, unavailability happens. Unfortunately, some of the things that we've experienced over the last few weeks doesn't usually happen, but it's happened, and we've just got to get on with it. We've got to go down there tomorrow and be really positive and just see what we can do. You know, see what we can do, and hopefully, you know, we can pull off the unthinkable, get a win, and take it into Easter Monday when it's going to be Blyth at home.
I mean, what's the mood? What was the mood like at training this week? Because that match against Kidderminster, it's, you know, it was a 1-0 defeat, but admittedly, you know, they are full time side, and we weren't too outperformed, especially given the second half performance we put in.
No, we did really well, and you know, after the game, you know, I said to the lads now that, you know, it is that old cliche, but lads who desperately want a future at FC United have got to show me they want a future at FC United. You know, I haven't hidden the fact that there will be new people coming in pre-season. I haven't hidden the fact that, you know, we're not going to be offering contracts out, etc., and we're going to be looking at the wage structure. But I want lads who want to show me they can play, and they've got 3 games to show me that. You know, I haven't wrote people off yet. People can really, you know, show me what they can do. And against Kidderminster, you know, I was proud of the squad. Like you said, against a full-time team, we only lost, you know, by the odd goal, and we've lost a lot of games by the odd goal. So, you know, on the whole, all right, the results say we haven't been good enough. We haven't, but against Kidderminster, for large parts of the game, we were okay, and we held our own. We've got to now take that performance into Alfreton tomorrow, and, you know, where Kidderminster were in the league, and look at their full-time status. No disrespect to Alfreton tomorrow, but, you know, the 15th in the league, they're not full-time, and we've got to go down there and put on a Telford performance, put on a Bradford, put on a Blyth, put on a Hereford, just do something to get us them 3 points to keep the season alive. And, you know, I know that Ashton will be looking over the shoulders tomorrow. We know Guys will be looking over the shoulders tomorrow. And if we get the win, you know, let's put the pressure back on them. You know, there's no pressure on us. Everyone says we're down. Let's put the pressure back on them and let's see what happens. But we're definitely going down there for a win tomorrow. You know, I approach every game in a positive way. And you know, and I know the fans will travel in the numbers tomorrow. So, you know, let's just stick together and go and see what we can do.